Wait, I think it. There, oh, we're back.
We're back. We're live, folks. How we doing?
All right. Sorry about that, folks. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, folks, able to hear us again?
All right, we're back. I think we're good.
Great. Love it, man. Cool. Yeah. Let's give it up in the chat if you have seen a Nick Martin demo before. Anybody? Yeah. All right. So let me show you how to make a merch store. Merch is best made from an invoice first. So everybody using Printavo is familiar with the screen. You start by making an invoice, and you're going to want to have each of your products in here. You're going to want to have your sizes that you're offering. You're going to want to have your price, and you're going to want to have your mock-up. Let's take a look at that mock-up close. This is a great mock-up for a merch store. It's just a shirt, clearly shows the design, and it's got a white background. The background on the merch store is going to be white, so it blends in with it. This is what I recommend you make your mock-ups look like. You also want to format them in a square canvas. They're formatted as a square canvas. They're going to display nicest. Once you have your line items with your sizes, price, and mock-up attached, you're going to want to go to the top of the page, hit more actions, and click on create merch store, a little shopping cart. Then it's going to ask you to make a test store, make a store URL, making a test store. Store URL, what is this? Let's talk about it. This is what you're sending to the customer. This is important. It's going to be texted, emailed, shared on Facebook, DM'd on Instagram. So first it's going to say your shop name, then Printavo, then merch, then the name of that store. That's what you're typing in this field. So let's hit create. And while we do, this is where the system is going to make the store for us. So if you've ever made a – oh, shoot. Site name already taken. Let's give it something better. If you've ever made a store before, I'm sure some folks in the chat have made stores on Shopify or other store platforms. What you're doing is you're creating each product, attaching an image, and then going through manually doing that. As you'll see in a second, that's what merch is doing for you automatically. No way that's taken before. Let's see. So, we'll create here. It takes some time to load up the store. That's because instead of you individually clicking and dragging everything, the computer's doing it as fast as it can. It can do it faster because it's a computer. But while we're doing that, let me pull up the finished product again. There you go. Okay. So when the folks made this store, they had these mock-ups attached to a line item. Then they went in and they changed it to Smile Tone Hoodie, Smile Tone Gold. Why you want to make sure that you're creating from the quote is because we pull in information when we do that. So we pull in the weight of the product. We pull in the, you know, how much you should charge when you're shipping it. So that's what you're doing. You're going and create merch store. It pulls up over there under the merch app. So now we're back in Printavo. We're going to merch. And you'll see all your stores here. The one we just made is closed. Let's go to that store and look at the back end of it. This is where the orders are going to come in for the store. When a customer buys a shirt, we'll see how much they bought, who it's going to, and all that. First, we can change everything we need to change under products. We can look nice, lucky hat, lucky hood, lucky shirt. And once it's ready and presentable, we're going to click the live button. What this is doing is it's making that URL we looked at a couple minutes ago. It's making that go live. So now merch store now live. When you go over here under more actions and hit view store, you see what we saw on our invoice laid out on our store. Point is, it's taking that same information, laying it out on a different template. So it's taking it from the quote, putting it back on the merch store. Cool. How's that feel for everybody? I know there's a whole bunch of people watching. Ask your questions in the chat right now. That's as easy as it is. Pressing that shopping cart button. Ask what questions you have. Oh, there's a good one, Sean. Sure I can. I'm going to click on a shirt so I can show you what's inside. Remember how we put one in each of the sizing fields? That's why we did it. Because here's how we offered these size dimensions. Awesome. Let me know if that makes sense, Sean. I see we got, can you take a pre-existing Shopify site and convert it to a merch store? Steven's right. You'd want to load that in the quote. You'd want to make each of those product line items. Another good shout out by Steven at Campus Inc. Put the retail price in because exactly right. When we put 20 bucks in for that shirt, that's why we got it here on the product page. Cool. Now I'm going to show you a few advanced features. Luke, I lost the doc. Can you pull up the merch store that has the image in the top and the cool Printavo Keep Shopping logo? And I'll pass the screen over to you.
Yeah, give me one moment because I need to load that up since my browser crashed.
No worries, man. I will be loading it myself. Of course, as always, guys, ask questions in the chat if you have any. What if we want to offer multiple color options for the same shirt? Good question. You would want to make, individual line items for each one because those mock-ups are going to be attached to the line item, and that's what's going to pull up that color. So if you wanted a red shirt, blue shirt, and green shirt, that's what you do. You go one line item, red, blue, green, with a mock-up for each. What's the best way to do multiple colors of the same design? Well, we'll be talking about that later, Benjamin. I have a good idea for you. But the easiest thing to do would be make an Illustrator template. Get those and then put the vector on each one. But we might talk about a tool later that'll make that a little easier. What if the customer wants the site branded with not our logo? Great question. That one is changeable up here. You could change that logo. So you could put the customer's logo there, and that's what they're going to see is that. What sort of HTML editing can we do? Great question, Dave. We are pulling that up now. Luca, you got that?
Yeah, Dave, that's actually a really great question, and we're going to prepare a guide for all the HTML that you can use in merch store descriptions and throughout merch. For now, you can pretty much use text formatting, header tags like H1, links you can use freely. You can even put images in there. We'll have a cool tip for how to put images in and make them look good soon. You should see that next week, early next week. I'll have that ready for you guys. And I think I found the store that we were talking about, Nick. Find it. Sorry that I couldn't pull it up fast enough. It just was.
No worries, man. Yeah. A lot of folks watching today. That's awesome.
Here you go.
Ooh, I like Justin's idea. Facebook, Instagram, targeted ads have been helping. Feel free to tell us more about that in the chat, Justin. Barry, we're going to talk about marketing in just a second. We're going to bring some shops in and talk about how they've been marketing it. But to answer your question right off the top of my head, I would say leverage your customers' marketing channels. You want the brewery to send it out to everybody they know because those are the people who are really going to want to buy those shirts.
I'm about to drop a link in the description. That's the store that we were talking about. And what I'll do is also share that on my screen real quick.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I can do that. I can hear it.
Okay.
Just so you don't have to switch. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, what?
All right, well, I think we're having a little trouble with that, so let's just keep it moving. Okay, cool. I also wanted to drop a link in the chat to an article I just finished today, this morning, for you guys. Let me drop that in the chat right now. It has a ton of marketing tips. Mary, I saw you asking about that. Just some more practical tips about running stores right now, how to approach people, and just dealing with trying to get this whole thing going.
Yeah. Here is those advanced tips. So first of all, Luke, I love this idea, the Printavo continue shopping button. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I realized that there's a really – the top logo there is always a link back to the start of the store. So you could always just put continue shopping in your logo there and people will click it and continue shopping. It's just a simple workaround. We've seen a couple of stores do that. It's pretty clever. Another thing to note here is that the large text at the top, that's a H1 tag, which again, if there was a great link dropped just a minute ago by Ashley, htmlonline.com/editor, that will give you some basic HTML coding tips that you can play with. And the image, again, we'll drop how to do that. And you can make some really appealing looking descriptions here. It's really whatever you want to put in it. So.
Yeah, that's a great guide, Ashley. Joshua, that's a good question. Why did we put one of each stock in size? Is that designating quantity? No, it's not. One means we offer this size. If you put 24 in, it would do the same thing. It's not saying I have 24 of these shirts. Cool. Then, yeah, how'd you put the image in there, Luke? What'd you do for that?
The image code is really simple. Do you think you could pull up the description for that store, and you'll be able to see it there.
Yep, let me pop in here. And let's go over to, when we go over to more actions, that's where we can see the guts of the store, so to speak. Oh boy.
Your computer is set, isn't it?
Yeah. And streamers know when you're streaming. It's all kinds of – but here we go. Here's how we do it. So what Luke did was he – first, the H1 tag. This is what he meant here. You're going to start with the opening tag, then ending tag. That's not making it – and when he did alt image, he has a name for that image and then a link to it. That's how he brings it in. So you put in the Ahrefs tag. And then you're linking to that link.
The really important part here is the class equals image responsive element that will make the image work nicely with our CSS rules on Printavo. So that's how to get the image to center and look really good. Otherwise, it will do some funky formatting stuff because of the way the CSS works on the site. So that's a huge tip. Ooh. Obviously, we're going to have an article with that in it. But yeah, that's how you put an image in a merch store. Really simple.
Yeah. Give up in the chat if you learned your HTML from MySpace.
Yes.
You got any MySpace in the crowd?
Yes. But it really allows you a lot of flexibility and it's really powerful here. And just a little bit will go a long way here. You don't need to know how to, you don't need to be a pro programmer here. So really simple.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, keep asking questions in the chat, guys, but I think we should bring in some of our merch users so we can get some of their feedback, see how they've been using it, see what tips they have, what workflows they have. So, yeah, Luke, are you able to bring in our guests?
Yeah, who should we start with?
Let's bring in Steven from Campus Inc.
All right, let's do
it. Campaign Urbana.
I'm inviting him on now.
Great. Let's see if we got any other questions. Ooh, you know what? So someone's mentioning data in the chat. That's kind of an interesting little
bit about up?
Oh, what Chris, up, Steven?
Thanks for having me. How's everyone doing? Brother.
Doing good. Good. How you doing?
We're doing nice. Good. We're in Chicago, so we're on a little lockdown right now. But Things are good. It's crazy to see how quickly our industry is pivoting and getting super creative. And we've just seen like just such awesome like causes and fundraisers, and we've heard just like some of the most unique things and people to come together. So it's awesome.
Yeah, you stand out. Any particular ones you love?
I think like Sloan is doing an awesome job with the Here for Good. I mean, every city's kind of doing their own thing. If we can get Dave up on here. What up, Rob? Everyone, I think, is like looking into their communities right now and seeing how they can help. And if every single print shop can do this in their own community, we together as an industry can help. And I think that's what everyone has been doing is looking internally or like, you know, in your community. So yeah, it's been crazy to see some of the ideas coming out, but super, super great. Yeah. Good time for merch to be out.
I'm going to bring Dave quickly up from, Northeast Apparel in Lowell, Massachusetts. He has run a merch store that's benefiting the local businesses in the community. And I think his model is really cool. He really set himself up for success here, and, Dave's an awesome guy. So for you guys to hear from him. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, boys?
Hey, Dave. So,
tell us a little bit about the merch store you're running right now, the store you're running, I guess.
You mean the first merch store I've ever put together?
Yeah.
Honest, yeah. It was weird. This whole thing is weird. So sitting back and just kind of getting blindsided by all this from an industry standpoint was terrible. And then you look at how many layers there were to it with the service industry, the bars, the restaurants, everybody in the community, and how terribly this is going to affect them. So we hopped on something quick, and we grabbed our main, we got this master file with every logo we've ever put on a sponsor shirt to just make them accessible. And we put all of them that we had for the city of Lowell on a shirt, and just started pumping it out.
So Dave, so you took every logo that you had originally been printing for the community for different things, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So walk us through what you did kind of from the start. So everything broke out. You guys are in the Northeast, so things are a little more hectic over there.
Yeah, it happened real quick.
So you took every logo that you had printed kind of in your archives.
Yep.
You threw them up on designs or like on mock-ups?
Yep.
Okay.
Right into a merch store. Right, we put them right into the store.
Okay. So then did you put them all into one merch store?
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So we took every business associated with Lowell. It was like Lowell, Drake, and Chomsky. So there's like three areas right around us. And like whether it was on the back of a road race shirt or something they did with a nonprofit or something we did like for their establishment, we just grabbed it.
Okay. So you kind of didn't really ask for permission. You kind of just like did it and then sent it to them?
Exactly that.
Okay.
Exactly that. And that was, so we were a little worried about that at first, but everybody was bombarded by this, and nobody was super responsive. Until they realize, like, it's really hard to, like, so we're trying to do this in other towns. It's really hard to convince them that we're not ambulance chasing. But once these guys figured out that we're selling the shirts for $17. Don't do that. We're giving $10 to the business that the shirt's purchased from, and then we're keeping $7. So once that, like, got worked out, everybody started sharing it, and, they were so, like, everybody's so, it's so well received. It's incredible.
Cool. So then did you start sending individual emails to all of those businesses?
Yeah. So we did that right out of the gate before we put it live. And then we just kind of said, screw it, and made it live.
Okay. So let's talk about like your thought process going through this. Obviously you're trying to, you know, keep your shop open and get orders and stuff like that. Ink colors, did you try to keep it all the same shirt? What did you do there?
Yeah, so we reached out to our sales rep, Chris Roberts, at SNS, and we just asked them for really good pricing on Next Level 3600 black and gray. And that helped us keep the variables good. Like, you know, good art's going to look good in a single color. So we just made sure, you know, we just adjusted it. Black on gray, gray on black. And we're fortunate to get really good pricing on the 3600. So it's like, we're going to do a good thing for the customers by giving them a good shirt. And then the restaurants, like, or establishments, by giving them money for their team or whoever.
Did you have to use any like paid advertising or did you kind of just do it organically?
So we thought about doing the paid advertising, but it felt like it was going to be disingenuous. So it's just been super grassroots. We've been reaching out to everybody. Like, we had to explain how to repost something on Instagram to a couple people, but the more they share. So it's like the more they share, the more it works. And
awesome. So let's talk about, like, how long have you had the store running?
I think this is 2 weeks.
2 weeks. How many would you be willing to share? Are you in the thousands?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so we're at 957 right now, 516 orders. We got three other stores going. So the last week we've brought in, I'll be totally transparent with this. The last week we brought in almost 20 grand, over 20 grand now, actually.
That's incredible.
And if anybody's looking to do this, like, SBA loan, we got, like, steamrolled right through with it because we had all this money coming in. So they were like, oh, cool, here. Wow. We got refinanced super quick. So it's just been such a blessing, such a, like, it's been awesome.
Sweet.
And on top of that, we feel great. We're helping a bunch of people out.
So let's talk about fulfillment. Are you fulfilling as they come in? Because you obviously, you have like what? You said you had 35 different like companies or organizations?
Yep.
Okay, so 35 one color screens?
Yep.
Okay. So are you printing on demand? What are you doing?
So we're doing a bi-weekly. Right now we're hitting the I shouldn't say we're printing right now, should I?
You're printing in your kitchen alone.
Yeah, we're printing in a kitchen alone. This is kind of our last day. I think we're all going to get a chance to work, so we're pumping everything we can out now. In the next iteration of stores, we're just letting people know that we're going to do what we can when we can, depending on whatever our governor or Captain Orange does.
Cool. So on your merch store, are you doing... It's only delivery, right? Like, it's only shipping. Yep. Okay.
100%.
Are you doing free flat rate, or are you letting the customers pay for the shipping?
Customers are paying for the shipping.
Cool.
Yep.
And so really you're just using, so merch is then just generating that label for you. Have you cut your merch store off and copied it over to an invoice several times? Like, how are you extracting?
We've just done it once. So far. So it's been one process for the, I think we did the first one at seven and change. And then we'll figure the next one out next week. We're going to try and get as much inventory as we can, for the next week or so. We'll figure that out.
Okay. I just wanted to show, shop owners really quickly. There's a feature in merch, and we've been using merch kind of since we've been beta testing it and even, you know, before as it was ideating. And one of the key features of merch, and Luke or one of you guys, can you step out so I can share my screen? One of the key features of merch is you can keep a merch store running, and whenever you want, you can click copy over to invoice. And it will extract just those orders during that time frame over and create an invoice from it. So really what Nick was talking about early on was, and I'll just show you guys right here. Let me see if I can have my Printavo open 1 second. Cool. I think everyone should be able to see my screen. Let me turn off my video to make this easier. But if you guys have a store running right now, and we run, we've built probably over like 1,000 stores on merch since it's been running. But what you can do here is, like, say you have this order and you want to cut it off bi-weekly, you can just click copy to invoice and it will create just one order from all of these, and it will pull it out of the merch store for you, so that you're not fulfilling, like, you're not trying to cut the pie so many different ways. And by doing that, it'll create a merch store invoice that just has those packing slips, those shipping labels. So if your store is going viral, you could cut it off every day. If your store is like, you want to cut it off every week, this is where merch shines right here, is this feature. And if I click create invoice, it'll pull all of these orders out and it'll keep that same link right there. And so I think that's something that, I don't know if anyone knew that or not, but you don't necessarily have to shut down your merch store whatsoever. You can actually just keep it running kind of continuously there. All right, what about fundraising? Dave, what have you been doing? Have you been cutting checks like weekly? How have you been doing that?
So we're sending out payments today. We reached out to find out what the preference was. Venmo's probably going to be the best route. Do you want the number? Is that what you're asking?
I mean, you guys have raised close to 10 grand.
Yeah, so we're transferring the money over now. Looks like somewhere just about 9 grand.
Okay. So in 1 week or 2 weeks, you've put almost close to $10,000 back into your community. There are so many good effects from that. Not necessarily that you should do it for those, but it looks amazing for the brand. You know, you're getting out there and you're touching now 1,000 customers that you have all their email addresses, right? Because they're all in your Stripe. So effectively, like, this is the power of merch right now, is you've just brought 1,000 new customers to your company. And now you can hit them up for other things. So let's talk about, like, the side effects from this. Multiple orders, like, you know, what are the benefits that you've seen?
This was the community aspect of it has been the most impressive part. So instead of people coming in and ordering one shirt for the old court or one shirt for the keep, like, what was our biggest? Somebody ordered 40 shirts.
Wow.
Like one order was 40 shirts. We're finding people are ordering, like, they'll go through and they'll hit like their favorite restaurant or coffee shop, and they're just getting these weird clusters. So, like, I don't know what we haven't ran an average order yet, but it's going to be 3, 4, 5 pieces.
Cool. Have any stores been built off this one now that you've kind of created this idea in your community?
Yeah, there was. So that ask for forgiveness later turned into a separate merch store. And we got a couple others running. We'll do a nonprofit specific, that one establishment, they'll get a specific and just keep rolling.
Yeah. I think something that I've been seeing in the chat right now is what to charge. You want to be a savior in this situation, but you don't want to go broke doing it. So, Dave, talk to us about what you've learned about, you know, the first time. Now you've done this, you sold shirts for 18, and then you told everyone, you should probably raise your price. Give us some.
Something. Rule number one: if your wife runs the office, listen to her.
Okay.
$17, like shipping. Shipping supplies is kind of at a premium right now. The credit card fee, Stripe kind of caught us off guard a little. There's just a couple weird expenses, like the amount of time it's going to take to pack and ship stuff, the way this is with all the variables. So, I mean, for our local community, it's whatever. It makes sense. I'm playing the long game here. We're playing the long game. If we rolled it out to a couple other stores, towns, and did 19 and 10, and that makes way more sense.
Cool. So things cost that you need to take into account. Stripe fees are roughly 3%.
Yeah.
plus 30 cents yep. a transaction. It's not crazy for you to take those out of the fundraised amount and just let your customers know, hey, there's 3% that I got to pull for fees so that I can keep my employees there. And then the other thing you said is packaging. So there's probably another, what, dollar in packaging when it's all said and done? Maybe a little more?
Little more than that, yeah. Little more than that.
Okay. But like a Uline mailer bag, a label, the time it takes, you're printing it. It's okay to charge a premium here because you don't want to run yourself out of money, do this entire thing, and then realize you have no money left to pay your employees or your rent or all that stuff. Dave, have you run into businesses that gave you their logo and have sold one shirt or none? Like, are you arming them with marketing content or like keeping them motivated?
Yeah, so we're just keeping that grassroots mentality. So there are a couple shops that we're doing like 8 shirts for. But at the end of the day, it's gonna build more momentum. And we're just coaching them up on how to share stuff.
Okay. And you're going to have some duds along the way. You're going to have some learning lessons along the way. Kobe asked, do you have an example of a product ready to ship so we can see mailer, packaging, all that stuff? Do you have any right there? What's cool is if you ship first class mail under 13 ounces, which is one t-shirt, it costs like $3.50 or so to ship a shirt. So by using t-shirts and not super heavy items, it's actually going to bring down your shipping costs significantly there. So that could be cool. That could be a good idea there. What do you got for us, Dave?
So shirt, we put everything's got the sleeve on it.
Sweet. Pandemic support team. Okay,
that was something. Actually, a couple of them told us to do something so it was different from their normal shirts. Now everybody's got like a support badge. When everything's said and done, it's like the business owners almost wanted to acknowledge, like they wanted something to acknowledge the support. So again, we ran that. Poly mailer, sticker mule. We're trying to get one-shot hand wipe, sanitary wipe, put in there as like a little gag, but
gotcha.
Can't get them.
So you're doing a lot of subtle marketing that's still on brand, still on point, not in your face, not spammy. I think you said something, Dave, there that was like you're trying to make it grassroots so it doesn't come across desperate, which I think is super, super powerful. How are you keeping track of each company's sales? You learning Excel a little bit and
I love Excel. That's why I reached out to you originally. The CSV file is a bit overwhelming. Luke, Nick, would love some help with that. We got a monster CSV file. We're gonna split everything out. It'll be a big pivot table. My wife is doing an exceptional job of managing all the variables. Shout out Rotana.
That's awesome. So in Excel, if you don't know how, so the merch store will be able to export a CSV file of every order. And what Dave is alluding to is it's going to basically spit out each line item and how many, you know, like what sold. And so the easiest way to do that is to export it and create what's called a pivot table. So it'll show you we sold for this name of shirt, and make sure you name your shirts like by the organization. So like if it's a bar, name that bar, that shirt, as Nick talked about earlier. But when you run a pivot table, you then can, it'll aggregate it for you there. And so that could be something that, that makes it a little bit easier. If you guys need help doing that, shoot us a message, because it's pretty simple to do. And that could work there.
Do you want any screenshots of that?
What, of the pivot table?
I don't have that one yet, but
yeah. Something else, if you want to cue that up, Dave, something else that I've recommended doing is in your production notes of your store, put exactly the fundraised amount that you've negotiated with each business, so that you always have a track record of that somewhere in a quote. And that's why it's so important to create all of your merch stores from a quote. And just to make sure you have good records of it, because when all the craziness is over, these restaurants might depend on this money. And if it is a large amount, you want to just make sure you have good reporting or good accounting, and make sure you do a good job there. So Dave, did you want to show something?
Am I there, Steve?
It looks like Steve got dropped off. Let me try to pull him back in. Do you have that? One of those dummy exports ready for us? Maybe you might not be able to, just because it may have private information in it.
But sorry about that. Yeah, I'm seeing really unique ways. People are using pizza boxes to send the shirts. And I think the other thing that with creativity, like, it doesn't have to just be money. It could be, something for nurses if you wanted to do a care package for them. Or, we've just seen so many different ways where it doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. It could be a lot of other things as well. And I think the other thing that we're hearing is a lot of print shops are partnering with like foundations and schools to provide something. So every shirt will provide a meal for a kid, or this is going to go to package something at the food bank. But it doesn't necessarily have to just be money. The other thing you want to be careful about is when you're cutting checks to big organizations, that's like, I think it's over $600. You need to get a certificate from them, like, because you're going to be giving them money. So you don't want to be, you and them don't want to be held for the tax liability of that as well. Dave, have you had to do that as anything, or I think it's like a W-9?
We just had a conversation with their accountant about it tomorrow. Honestly, we're figuring a lot of this out on the fly right now.
Cool. Does anyone else have other questions? Yep, Mary said it's a W-9. And you just want to send it to them and make sure you have that on record, so that whatever your bookkeepers can do their job properly. If it's a nonprofit, it is a donation, which is cool. That comes off your end of the year, which is fantastic. So there's a lot of cool things that come out there. But does anyone have any other specific questions for Dave or how to do things? All right. Yeah. Any tips for working with smaller communities? I think we're all like, I don't market to Chicago. I market to Champaign. And I think it's getting the word out and getting like earned media. So like, Dave, has the news reached out to you yet?
No, and I'm kind of mad about it.
Okay. Maybe when it's all over.
Yeah. There's been a couple like local magazines. We tried planting some seeds in the local newspaper. Planted the seed with Printavo. They reached out. They're awesome.
Have you started to see a plateau or a drop off, or are sales still going strong?
So we did, but then we kept adding. Every time we add a new location, a new establishment, it just like, it starts to snowball over again. It starts to cycle over again. So
cool. Something else I'll tell everyone that they can do is use a tool called Bitly, bit.ly. You can take your merch store and you can create several different links, and you can actually send each one of the businesses a link so you can see where the traffic is coming from. And that's something that you could use that could help you to track all the traffic as you're seeing it there. So cool. All right.
I wanted to go back to talking to the news real quick, because I think this is huge. If you guys can get in with the news and get in with this angle that you are helping local businesses, this is huge. We've seen a couple shops pull it off. Depending on how comfortable you are with playing the like PR media game, that may be something that you're totally new to or something that is like totally foreign. But I mean, really, honestly, I think it doesn't hurt to reach out, particularly, yeah, local newspapers, local radio stations, anybody that does local news in your area. You know, it's worth a shot, and it's worth actually pestering them over. Because you really want to get the word out to as many people and as many businesses as possible that you can do this and you can help.
So. Also, Printavo is, if you have not used merch before, if you're a first-time user, I believe they have a deal running right now to get it for free for – is it 1 month, 2 months? What is it?
It's a month free to start, yeah.
What, 1 month?
Yep.
Cool. So Printavo stimulus plan passed just now, that any shops that have not used merch before, you can get it for free. We appreciate the team at Printavo a lot. I'm not an employee of Printavo, just a huge fan, and you know, work with them very closely. But their entire team has been buckling down as well to support you guys. And so, you know, our dollars support them to keep doing these kind of things. So they are offering it for free for a month. Try it out. It'll pay itself off. But more importantly, like, thank you guys, Luke, for doing this, and Nick and everything. There's going to be, Ryan, there's an article that Luke's putting out, and he might revise it and add a few things.
Yeah, I'll update that. I'll add the webinar to it too. The webinar should be up definitely as soon as possible. We'll try to get that out quick. Here's the article. Yeah. And if you guys have other stuff you want to add, you want to see something on there, if you think your store should be up there, you know, however you want to get in touch, like let's talk, email me. I'm luke@printavo.com. I'm always around. I'm locked in my house, so I'm pretty easy to get a hold of at the moment. But yeah, I would love to, you know, make that article really helpful, add lots of stuff to it. So however you guys think you can help.
Reach out. I think we're all in this together. We'll all get out of it together. You know, just make sure, and the advice that we've been hearing from everyone, elders in the industry, is let's all make sure we have a business when this is over. So band together, and we will get through it. So thank you guys so much for doing this.
Cool. Yeah. Steven, Dave, thank you guys so much for taking the time out to come talk to us. I know it's a tough time, but I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the people that are watching. So thank you so much.
Cool.
All right. Thank you guys.
Everyone. Bye.
Bye.